mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one.
Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. The Grand Rapids Players offer year-round opportunities for children's theater programming, and the upcoming production of A Sousified Christmas Carol will feature the students involved in the theater ed program. And director Jim Cagle is here to tell us about it. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So first off, what is the theater ed program?
The theater education program at the Rape Center is a combination, it's a cooperative program between the Rife Center and the Grand Rapids Players to develop more opportunities for not just young people, but for everybody to get involved in theater, whether it's community theater or programming going on at the Rife and that type of stuff. So it's in the development stage. This is our second year moving forward with it. Last year we did The Little Mermaid Junior as kind of a startup. And this year, again, we're doing Sousified Christmas Carol now, and then in the spring we'll do The Lion King Jr.
I like the fact that it's not just educating kids, because I'm sure there are a lot of adults who have fantasized or wanted to be in performances like this. And what's the difference? Are a new kid versus a new adult? Is it equal?
Well, right now, these shows are the kids are doing these shows, but we want to move it in. I don't know if it's, you know, the difference is just in the maturity level.
Okay.
You know, but there's still, for adults that want to do it, that really don't have any experience or very limited experience, we're hoping that it's a great opportunity to get them involved through workshops that we're going to be doing in different aspects of theater as well, and then getting them more involved in the productions. I mean, like with this one, it's all kids on stage, but, you know, I'm also going, hey, parents, we can use you to help out with this, and this. So come on and join the kids. And that's part of it, too. It's kind of building that relationship with the parents of the kids or with adults in general, saying, this is an opportunity that if you're interested, by all means, we would love to get you involved in it.
So the performance coming up this weekend is A Sousified Christmas Carol. Can you tell us about that?
Sure.
Is there any music to accompany that?
Yeah.
There is, not with me today, but there is no, it's not a musical. So, you know, it's what it is it's the traditional Christmas Carol story, but the gentleman who wrote it is actually out of Bethany Lutheran College down in Mankato. Mm-hmm. And he took the script and he basically rhymed it in Seuss-like rhyme.
Okay.
And it's really taken from, you know, in my opinion, what is a serious, very, very dark, if you want to call it that, original story by Charles Dickens. It's comic. It's funny. It's hilariously funny through the whole thing because they've rhymed it. But the message is still behind it, you know, that Christmas message. And it's fun to get the kids to see that relationship between what the traditional story was, because some of them had no idea what A Christmas Carol even was. So
sure.
We actually had them watch the original, and all of a sudden they were like, whoa, this is like heavy.
Yes, yeah. It's like scary.
Yeah.
And
yeah, well, these ghosts are not scary in this one. They still, you know, you got the traditional same three ghosts, spirits, but it's definitely not scary. So if somebody's like, well, I don't know if I should bring my kids because, you know, you got those spirits.
Yeah.
It's like, no, bring them because you'll be amazed at how wacky the spirits are and how wacky the whole show is. But it still has that message.
So how have practices been going?
How have they been going?
Yeah. Up and down. Okay.
Highs and down. Why? So is it like coaching? You got highs and lows. Some days they're gassed. Some days they're just jacked up.
Oh, yes. Act one is really gassed. Is that good? Is gassed good or bad, John?
Yeah.
You know, act one is really, you know, like act one really flies and we're like, hey, guys, that was great act one. Let's do act two the same.
Yeah.
What happened there? But that's theater as well. I mean, it's live and it's what happens and you hope that they carry through with everything that for any cast when you think about it, you know, and it's just such a joy to watch the kids do that and watch them grow as they're moving through it, you know. And now we've got costumes added and lights and sound added, and the kids are finally going, whoa, it's a show.
So it probably helps them to put the costumes on and get in character more.
It does. You know, theater is not just about standing up on stage and reciting lines. It's about that interaction between characters. It's about the reality of what is happening on stage is what we want the audience to buy into. So we do a lot of work with that because we set it up as a workshop type of format when we started talking about theater and about how, you know, your body is your tool. That's what you use to deliver the message, and how you do that is based on how everybody works together. That's the basic acting, and then you add the costumes and the lights and everything, and it all comes together.
So being that the script here is in kind of Dr. Seuss rhyme speak, is that easier or harder to remember your lines?
That's a really good question.
Because you think that in a traditional script you can maybe ad lib and you're but there'd be pressure to keep in the rhyme scheme of the
that, and that's a big thing because it is that's probably the tough part. It's like you need to remember the rhymes exactly when you're doing a show. If it varies a little bit and you throw in different words or you ad lib or whatever, you can make it work, mm-hmm. you know, because the audience doesn't necessarily notice it. But when you're doing a rhyme, a very distinct, Seussified type of rhyme, you know, penny doesn't rhyme with dog.
No.
you know, it's like, there's something off there. So it's probably more difficult, I think, for the kids to do that. Part of the issue with it was we like the story, and it's a challenge for the kids.
Speaking with Jim Cagle, he's the director of A Seussified Christmas Carol. When are the performances?
November 17th, 18th, and 19th. So this weekend, Friday and Saturday, they are at 6:30, Sunday at 2 o'clock at
the
Rec
Center.
So
tell us about the kids. How many kids do you have in this performance?
We have 19 that are on stage during the show that are playing characters. We have a couple that are doing stage manager, backstage type of stuff that actually do show up on stage too. And then we'll have another one that's kind of a floater backstage. So we have 22 kids that are heavily involved in it.
Ages,
the youngest is a fourth grader. We have one, he's our token grade schooler. It was this one was set for 7th through 12th grade, but we needed a tiny Timmy Lou Who.
Oh, a tiny Tim. Oh, is that a little
tiny Timmy Lou Who?
So I'm confused. So when you go to the performance, there's going to be somebody. Everything's rhyming, mm-hmm. and is there a duet in any of the rhyming, or does the person read his line? I'm just trying to. I'm a little bit confused. Take us there. Put us there.
Wow.
You can do it, Jim.
What a duet in rhyming? You know,
I mean, when one's the whole thing is carried on in rhyming. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yep.
So just the dialogue is rhymes. That's all you need to know.
The dialogue is rhymes. Yep. We have two narrators that kind of, you know, they're the storytellers. They introduce it, and then all of a sudden, here it is on stage, and every now and then the narrators pop back in with something just odd to say, you know, like the milk from the yaks of Pekak, mm-hmm. and that type of stuff, because that will help you sleep, you know. I can't even remember the rhymes as they are myself. but we have a really good group of kids that are really, really putting a lot into it. And it's been fun. It's been frustrating at times.
Oh, sure. That's part of it, too. And that's your coaching. You're going to have highs and lows. What, mm-hmm. what about the retention level of young kids into acting and performing? How does that work? Do they hang in there?
For the most part, and I think that's one of the big things when you're doing those longer shows. And this one really only runs total with intermission about 90 minutes, so it's really not that long. But we get a 10-minute intermission, and it's during that intermission where all of a sudden they're gone.
Yeah,
and then we corral them back for Act Two. You know, so retention from that perspective is sometimes, it's a challenge.
How about retention level from being 10 years old to being a senior in high school? Do they stick with it? Do? Once you got it in your blood, you got it?
Yeah. You know, when we talk, if we want to look at retention from that, you know, who's in the show, who was in the show last year, we have about half the cast, maybe a couple more that are returning from Little Mermaid, but we have like 8 or 9 newbies too, which is awesome. You know, because they're really getting into it, and they're like, yeah, we're going to do Lion King in the spring, yeah. So, you know, so they're already looking ahead at that other show.
So in sports, okay, so mm-hmm. stay with me, Jim. So in sports, you get to a stage where kids get cut or kids mm-hmm. don't start and they don't play. Does that happen in the theater? I mean, are you concerned at all about that where Johnny's not good enough? And Johnny's not going to play today. How does that go out?
Well, the way we work the program is kids sign up to be in the workshop knowing that there is a production at the end of the workshop. They knew going in that you're going to sign up for this workshop, and then the final product is the production of A Sousified Christmas Carol. You have no idea what role you're going to play. We will cast that through the process of the workshop into the rehearsal process, but everybody will have a part if they've signed up for the workshop. Okay. So nobody gets cut, but there's, you know, some people are playing big roles. You got Scrooge, who's in everything, and you have you know, Tiny Timmy Lou who plays 2 or 3 little characters. He's not on stage a lot, but he's really excited about doing it. I mean, it's so they all know going in that they're not all going to be the top dog in it either. But it's really that process of working together as a group or as a family and really
sure.
putting this whole thing together. And from what I can tell, the kids are just having a ball with it. Have heard nobody say, oh, well, geez, I wish I would have been this or I wish I would have been that. They're all, you know, they're all willing to do whatever role we give them. And most of them, with the exception of the narrators and Scrooge, actually play 3, 4, 5 roles in this thing, little bit parts. So they're playing all kinds of different roles, and I think that's exciting for them, too.
That's Jim Cagle, Sousified Christmas Carol. Tell us one more time when the performances are.
Friday and Saturday, November 17th and 18th at 6:30. Sunday, November 19th at 2 o'clock at the Rife Center.
Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right.
Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the great people of Minnesota.